Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Soundbites from the coach's last presser.
Don't know what I said, but I will say this. For all those lip readers out there, there's more than one word in the English language that starts with F.
Bite Me with Coach Harbaugh.
It's definitely something we got to do, and we got to cut down on the penalties. That's very important. We've done it before on offense. We haven't had a lot of those in some of our big offensive games, but today that was a big problem.
That's John Harbaugh on his team's 18-16 loss, talking about how pick some of the issues, like for instance, all the penalties, the 12 penalties for the Baltimore Ravens, which was, as you pointed out, Ed, very uncalled for.
Yeah, I mean, it's, and you know, back to your Jeremy's opinion about an ineligible man downfield, that may or not be, you know, a discussion about if it's a fair penalty, but you need to know when to release. And if you know, if it's on the lineman, that's one thing, but it seems like it's not. It may be on the quarterback. It's just too often. It's like this happens a lot, and then you get pre-snap penalties with, you know, illegal motion too often. You know, like, stop it. Like,
what if,
stop.
What if one of these guys takes off and blocks the hell out of their man and just throws him back 5 yards and pancakes him? He's technically downfield. Are you going to throw the flag then?
You know, McCarr has 12 penalties this year himself.
Yeah.
Damn.
His name gets
more
called
penalties
a lot.
Than games.
Yeah, I didn't know he had 12, but his name gets called a whole lot. So it's just plenty of blame. The penalties are really frustrating. That's the one thing people and coaches use all the time. You got to reduce the penalties. You're at week 12.
And they lead the league.
Lead the league, far and away.
You have become the Raiders.
Yeah. The old Raiders.
Oh, man. One thing we knew was a consistent force for this Baltimore Ravens team was Justin Tucker. Not so much lately. Here's Hobbs on his kicker.
Yeah, Tuck needs to make kicks. He knows that. That's important. He makes them in practice. And he made the long one later, which is good to see, which means he's still very capable of it. Kick him straight. We'll be good.
Yeah, kick him straight. We'll be good. Yeah. So easy to say.
Yeah.
Jeremy Kahn, he can't kick him straight right now. Again, I will shout out to my buddy. Said this earlier. Norm. Norm is a golf pro. Norm told me weeks ago, Rob, Justin Tucker's going to start missing left. I said, why? He's losing velocity. And golfers, when it starts left and comes back right, is because of that velocity they have and it picks up on it.
Right.
He said, when you lose that velocity, golfers, it stays left. He said, if you look at Tucker's ball, it's always left to back to right down the center.
Mm-hmm.
He said, he's going to start going left. He started missing left because he's losing a lot of velocity. And yesterday, when he missed them both?
Yeah.
Left.
The whole season.
And I talked to Norm again yesterday. He's, I'm telling you. And he gave me the technical term that I don't remember. But in layman's terms, he's missing. That velocity doesn't kick it back.
It's been consistently left.
Yeah.
I wonder who's, I'm sure they have their, you know, psychologist, psychiatrist talking to him. He really better adjust what he's saying, I think. It's something, because it's clearly in his head.
You know what's in my head? The play call that resulted in the Isaiah Likely fumble. Coach, tell me all about it.
It's a screen, which is like a run. And you can't take a knee there. I mean, they have three timeouts. You take a knee, they're calling their timeouts. You're punting from your own, 12-yard line or whatever it was. So you got to try to get at least a good play to start. So
he don't called call the timeout to just stop fumble. The clock.
Thank you. Jesus. You stopped the clock, Harbaugh.
What are you talking
you
about?
You stopped the clock, Harbaugh. You, when you had a 7-6 lead, instead of saying let the clock run, get it, and get out of here, go to halftime with a 1-point lead, you stopped the clock. What you didn't anticipate was being pinned to your own end zone and having to go to the length of the field. So based on where Pittsburgh was, in your infinite wisdom, you didn't think there was a chance that you could have a long field with a little bit of time. You didn't think so.
Yeah.
In your infinite wisdom, your team played like dog crap in the first half, and you were fortunate enough to have a 1-point lead. So what you see, timeout, timeout. Why you call timeout? I don't know. I started the NBA game. Can I get a 30?
Yeah.
Can I?
It's something.
We couldn't call it. We couldn't kneel it because they had three timeouts. Like,
by the way, the play they ran there is the play I've been begging them to run. The little tight end. I call it a pick and pop. It's a tight end screen. It's a beautiful play. Just fumbled. Please don't go away from it. Use it some other time when it's really important because it is a great play that the Chiefs run all the time and just slowly bleed the other team dry.
Beautiful play.
Yeah, it's
American play.
Best play ever.
Another play I don't understand. Coach, riddle me this. What were you thinking on a 2-point conversion?
It was a play that we have. I don't think I need to describe all the details of the play, but it was not an RPO, no.
No, please do. Tell us how that play goes. I'm sure you know every movement of every player on there, or did you not know that was the play call when it came down? I mean, come on.
Come on.
It's unbelievable.
Coach Tomlin, let's go to the Pittsburgh locker room. Coach Tomlin, can you describe that 2-point conversion for us?
You know, I wanted to see what structure they were in and call a timeout, and we did that. And thankfully, we even saw some of the semblance of the schematics of what they intended to run. I think that made them change and go the other direction, and obviously – particularly Mr. Jackson is a little bit less dangerous when he's going to his left than his right. So we're thankful for that.
Basically, the opposing coach said, thank you for running a stupid play. We appreciate the W. That's what he just said. We wanted him to go left. And you guys said, hey, what do you think if damn. We send him left on the Steelers?
He keeps going to Mr. Jackson.
That's the ticket, yeah.
Damn. That's something.
You all right over there, Sunshine?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
You had the opposing coach go, thank you, thank you, thank you for being you.
People say we throw shade on Harbaugh. Do me a favor, Joe. Could you play Mike Tomlin's soundbite one more time?
You know, I wanted to see what structure they were in and call a timeout.
I wanted to pick their pockets.
Thankfully, we even saw some of the semblance of the schematics of what they intended to run. I think that made them change and go the other direction, and obviously
and they went in the way we wanted them to
go. Particularly Mr. Jackson is a little bit less dangerous when he's going to his left than his right. So
that's what he just said.
That.
He said we picked their pockets, they showed us their hands, and then they went the direction that we wanted them to go.
He said all of that. He really did. He just said all of that.
You have
and his Mr. Jackson stuff, I think, is becoming condescending.
Yeah, I don't even know where to begin with this. You have arguably the most dangerous weapon in the backfield, and you can pick which one I'm talking about, Lamar or Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
One of them's not on the field for the play.
No. Let's go with three, because give me a fullback that blocks like Pat Ricard.
Yeah.
Give me one.
That's fine. I'm just talking about.
So you have three legit weapons, so you use those weapons. Patrick Carr is not a weapon when he's on the 2-yard line going the opposite way. But when he gets inside that 10-yard line, that's why you re-signed him. That's why.
So why wouldn't you have this marquee player that is one of the most efficient guys at creating more time, running, plays breaking down, making things happen, rolling to his right where he's comfortable throwing, and having an option for him to throw it or run it if you're going to move him out? Like, why would that? Did you want to go away from TJ? Did TJ Watt scare you? Is that what happened? Did you guys get scared of going to TJ Watt's side because you remembered last time you did this, you didn't block him and he batted down a pass that Mark Andrews would have caught to win the game? Is that what happened?
Or how about not be cute and hand the ball off to Derrick Henry, who's running behind Pat Ricard? How about that?
How about that? And how about, yes, I mean, that's what I was most frustrated about. But how about you see TJ Watt uncovered and nobody gets him? You run the same play. He's uncovered. This was like the Troy Polamalu nightmare years ago. I'm looking at him going, oh, my God, he's not covered. In the backfield. There we go.
Hey, Steelers, I'm just letting you know, you can call timeout. Doesn't matter. We're running Pat Ricard up the middle, and we will give the ball to Derrick Henry. He's coming behind him.
Yes.
That's what we're going to do. You can call timeout if you want. It doesn't matter. This is what we're doing.
You know what? I think
you've got to stop it.
I think if they told them to play 50% of the time, the Ravens still get that. Like, if you say, we're giving the ball to Derrick Henry, he's running through that six hole there. He's running through the B gap. He's running wherever you want.
And he's coming behind Ricard.
Yeah. Wherever Ricard goes, that's where he's going. And good luck.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.